This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has backed down on his threat of military retaliation on Iran. But AP's Ben Thomas reports the situation is still tense.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
That was National Security Advisor John Bolton speaking in Israel Sunday alongside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. While President Trump called off airstrikes last week that he says Bolton was advocating, U.S. officials say he simultaneously gave the U.S. military a go-ahead for cyber attacks, targeting Iranian military computer systems that control its rocket and missile launchers. Meanwhile, Bolton says the economic pressure will continue.
We expect that the new sanctions President Trump referred to in preparation for some weeks will be announced publicly on Monday. Stay tuned.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The ruling party candidate in the rerun of Istanbul's mayoral election has conceded defeat to opposition candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu. Sunday's vote was held because election authorities annulled İmamoğlu's initial historic election victory in March on a technicality after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan disputed the defeat of the candidate his party put up for election. Electoral authorities rejected the ruling party's claims of voting fraud, but ordered a revote after ruling a number of election officials were ineligible. In a sign of the importance of Sunday's election, voting was brisk from the moment the polls opened. Istanbul is Erdogan's home city and has been his power base for 25 years since his rise to power started as the city's mayor. The city accounts for a third of Turkey's economy and nearly half of its taxation. The mayorship is widely seen as Turkey's most important political prize after the presidency. This is VOA News. Former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is promising to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to the party members in Birmingham in central England. Opening his address, he said, "We need to get Brexit done and to be prepared to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal in place." He said he is the person to get Brexit over the line, as he put it.
They're looking for somebody with the determination and the courage and the application to get Brexit over the line, to relaunch our party, and then to take the fight to the socialists. That's what people want.
Questioned about Boris Johnson's leadership qualifications on Sky News, however, Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, said she had her doubts.
He seems to have had a political career where he's gone out of his way to be gratuitously offensive to as many people and groups as possible. So I'm afraid I don't think he will be a good Prime Minister. And I find it actually quite hard to get my head around that knowing everything they know about him, the Tories are even contemplating putting him into number 10.
Johnson's closest competitor, Jeremy Hunt, said such a complicated maneuver as Brexit needs the right person in charge.
Send the right person and there's a deal to be done. Send that right person and we can do what we all need to do, which is to come back with something positive for our country.
Johnson and Hunt are vying to replace outgoing Theresa May as leader of the Conservative Party. According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from U.S. President Donald Trump and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posted a picture of Kim holding a letter, apparently on White House letterhead. The report quoted Kim as praising its excellent content. No other details on the content are available. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late on Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said an army chief and a retired general were killed in a coordinated attack at home. And members of Sudan's protest movement say they've accepted an Ethiopian roadmap for a civilian-led transitional government after a months-long standoff with the country's military rulers. Ahmed Rabi, a spokesman for the Sudanese Professionals Association, told the Associated Press on Sunday that the Ethiopian proposal included a leadership council with 8 civilians and 7 military members with a rotating chairmanship. And thousands of supporters of LGBT rights marched in the Ukrainian capital Kiev under a heavy police presence on Sunday. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.